Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope you are all doing very well. In today's episode, I wanted to speak about how to stay consistent at the gym. I made a poll on my Instagram and I asked all of you if you would like for me to speak upon this topic, and surprisingly, I got a lot of people that said yes, so here we are. First and foremost, before you even start to work out, make sure you identify the reason why you want to start to work out. A lot of times, the obvious is either you want to gain weight or you want to lose weight. But I want you to think about something more in depth, something more meaningful. Because when you put yourself into this box of either lose weight or gain weight, you're not actually allowing yourself to explore other options, or you're only going to the gym for one reason and one specific reason. And the reason why I think that's a little bit troubling is because if you don't see the results of what you're looking for and what you're seeking, you might not stay consistent and you might give up. Therefore, a few different other reasonings why maybe you would like to tell yourself and believe that you're going to the gym or working out is to live a healthier lifestyle, which is something that we should all be doing. And understanding that your body is sacred and it's a temple, so you have to take care of it. And so that should be a motivation enough for you to stay consistent, because the more you take care of the body, the better you feel. Taking care of your body and working out also helps with mental stability. That should be something that's important. For example, when you are stressed out, your body stores stress, right? And stress can cause, for example, inflammation in your body, which can manifest itself in body weight. And I saw this when I was in college, because I gained about 10 pounds, I would say. And in my mind, I thought I was healthy. I looked healthy because I was working out. My goal was to gain some weight. But I don't think the weight that I gained in college was a healthy weight, because I was stressed out. Once I moved back home, I lost those 10 pounds because I was no longer under severe stress. So what I'm saying is, make sure you understand why you're going to the gym before you even start to go into the gym, or just working out in general. Even if you're just working out at home, make sure you understand the reasoning why you're doing it. And don't make it solely just about your body image. It's awesome that you're trying to make your body look better, and I'm not saying that, oh, you shouldn't have the goals to get abs, or no. Like, that's awesome, that's beautiful. You should definitely have a goal of what you want your body to look like, but don't make working out and going to the gym only based on body image, because you're gonna, if you don't already have, you're gonna like develop body dysmorphia. And the more you believe that, oh, this is a certain way that I should look, and you don't look that way, then you're gonna almost feel discouraged, and that might not make you want to go to the gym or work out, and that's when you don't stay consistent. So find a good reason and a healthy reason why to work out and to go to the gym, which is mental stability and you want to live a healthy lifestyle. It is important for you to remind yourself that you're perfect the way you look, and you don't have to look like anybody else. A lot of times it's difficult when you're going to the gym and there's obviously other people. You start to compare your body to others and you're like, why don't I look like that? And I've been going X amount and I still don't see results. Remember that everybody's body, number one, is very different. So your results might not show up as fast as somebody else's results would, or vice versa. Maybe your results are coming in and somebody else's is not. So the thing is, do not compare yourself when you're working out among other people. Make sure that you understand that your body is perfect, and that in the right time, as you continue to be consistent, you will see results and you will see the body that you're aiming for, but you're not going to see it right away. It might take a year, it might take 2 years, and I mean like really, really big drastic change will take that long. Little tiny change, maybe in about 4 months in, you'll start seeing, unless you're really working out every like 6 days a week for like 2 hours, something crazy, then maybe you'll see results sooner. But please don't do that to yourself. You don't need to overwork yourself out. If you want to do 2 hours, that's amazing, but you don't have to do that. 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour is great. If you can only get 30 minutes of a workout in one day, don't feel like, oh, I'm not going to do it because I only have 30 minutes. 100%, I think that if you have 30 minutes to work out, then you should go and work out. It's not going to hurt to work out for 30 minutes. If anything, it will hurt you more not to work out at all. So don't feel discouraged when you only have 30 minutes to work out. Do the 30 minutes. At least you showed up. At least you were able to do it. And that's what matters. In terms of staying truly consistent to it, make sure that you plan out the way you're going to work out. I personally don't do that anymore, but at the beginning I did because, you know, you're busy. So you want to make sure that you're working with intentions. So write down, map it out, the days that you are free and the days that you can work out. For example, if you're working out at home, then I feel like that's a little bit more flexible because you don't have to drive to a certain place or you don't have to pay to go to a certain place to work out. If you're going to the gym, let's say after work, I would suggest you bring your clothes with you to work, your gym clothes, and then either change at work or change at the gym. I would not suggest for you to go home and then go to the gym, only because once you're home, for example, me, I don't feel like I want to leave again, and especially in the winter. And I feel like that goes for all of us. Once you're home after a long day of work, you see your bed, you kind of just want to lay down and you want to relax, which is all understandable. So if you just take your clothes with you and then change at the gym or change at work, you're able to stay consistent because now you're being intentional. You have your clothes, you're just driving to the gym. And once you drive to the gym, you're kind of there, so you don't have a choice. Just get out of the car and go work out. So that's a way to help yourself to stay consistent. You're bringing your clothes with you, so you're setting that intention, and then you're following through with the intention. Understand that the days that you don't want to go and you don't want to show up are the days that you should go and you should show up. Show up for yourself, show up for your body. It's important to show up even if you don't want to. And also, it's important to show up if you don't want to. I am definitely telling you, hey, go to the gym even though you don't want to, but also listen to your body. If you feel like you're actually genuinely very tired and your body needs a break, then take a break. You know your body, you should listen to your body. What I'm saying is, it's okay to skip the gym or skip the workout if you're genuinely like, I cannot mentally or physically do this today because I'm exhausted and my body needs rest. That's 100% good, and you should listen to your body and rest. But what I'm trying to say with go to the gym even if you don't want to, it's like, don't make it a habit not to go just because, oh, I don't feel like it and you're being lazy. There's a difference. There's a difference between your body telling you, hey, I'm tired and I need rest, and your body telling you, I don't want to go because I'm lazy. Those are two different things. So make sure you identify which one it is that you're feeling. And if it's because you're exhausted and you need rest, then rest. But if you're not exhausted and you don't want to go because you're not motivated or you're not being consistent or you're just being lazy really, then get yourself to the gym. Go, because you don't have an excuse. You're making an excuse, but you don't have an excuse. If you have the ability to work out at home and you want to make sure that you stay consistent with it, for example, let's say you're getting out of work, I think you should take your gym clothes to work, change at work, so when you get home, you're ready to work out. That's my advice. Or if you don't want to change at work, as soon as you get home, you can make sure to change your clothes and then start working out. I would never suggest to just get home and settle, because once you get home and you settle, you're not going to want to move. So just get straight into it if you can. If you don't know where to start with like workouts, I would suggest that you either look up routines on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. There's so many resources out there, and all you have to type is, for example, if you want to do leg day on Instagram, it's very easy. Go on your explorer, look up leg workout routine or ab workout routine, Pilates workout routine. Honestly, you can look up anything online nowadays and you will get it. Instagram is the easiest. I tend to use Instagram a lot, especially when I'm at the gym and I want to do something different, try something different, learn something new. I'll look it up on Instagram and just go off based on the workout that they're doing. Another thing to stay consistent that could help stay consistent is not doing the same workout routine every single day or every week. So I would say change it up a little bit. And the way you can do that, like I said before, just look up on TikTok, Instagram, or Pinterest, or YouTube some workouts that you might be interested in and that you are capable to do. Don't, when you start out working out, don't go all out. Don't start lifting really heavy. Start very minimal, slow, steady, and easy. Even if it's like just doing cardio every day for the first week or so, just take it slow. Do things that you're comfortable with. Don't jump into things that you're not comfortable with right off the bat. Little by little, you can introduce different weights and different workouts that might be a little bit more challenging. But at the beginning, I would suggest that you just stay kind of on the simple side and easy side, just to make sure you're, number one, safe, and you don't hurt yourself, and you don't burn yourself out as well. Make sure you always just stretch before you work out. That's something very important. You want to stretch your body. You don't want to pull any muscle or anything like that. Remember why you started and why you want to keep going. That's something to always remember during your workout and your gym progress, because a lot of times we forget why we started, and that almost makes us unmotivated. But if you continue to remind yourself that, hey, I started to work out because I want a healthier lifestyle, I want to be able to feel a little bit lighter and less stress, I want my life to feel a lot better, I want to feel good in my body, and you know, you're challenging yourself, it's a challenge and it's good. Make sure that you're doing workouts and the way that you're working out works for you. For example, not everyone has to go to the gym. If that's not something that works out for you, you can take walks, you can go on runs, you can go swimming. There are so many different ways of working out, like for example Pilates, or you can do workouts at home. Make sure that whatever you are doing to move your body and to keep yourself healthy is something that you are interested in and that you know that you're going to commit to. And lastly, remember that staying consistent at the gym can feel like a huge, huge challenge. But remember, it's all about progress and not perfection at all. You do not need to be perfect at the gym. You do not need to be perfect at working out. You're taking it step by step and you're gonna achieve your goals little by little. Make sure that you're giving yourself grace along the way. You do not need to be the best at something. You're doing your best, and that is enough, and you should celebrate yourself for that every day. And for example, if you fall out of the gym, don't be too hard on yourself. Just get right back on it the next day, because we're all in this journey together, and sometimes life happens, things happen, and not every day do we feel motivated, do we feel disciplined. It's okay to fall out one day. Don't be completely hard on yourself. Yes, have discipline, and yes, be consistent, but also remember that you're human and that being kind and graceful will take you a long, long, long way with yourself, because you're showing yourself kindness, and that's what you want to do. You don't want to be too hard on yourself, because then you're going to experience burnout, and that's when you're not going to stay consistent. So like I said before, listen to your body. You know what you need. Your body knows what it needs. If it needs rest, rest. If it doesn't need rest and you can make it to that workout or do that workout, go on a run, go on a walk, go on a hike, do it. And also remember, not working out doesn't always mean to be in a space where there's a gym and there's weights. There's other forms of working out. So make sure that you stay consistent in all of those forms and not only in one form, because it doesn't how do I explain this? Don't feel discouraged if, like, for example, you didn't make it to the gym, but you did take a walk, but for some reason the walk didn't feel like you worked out. That's working out. You're moving your body. You're spending time with nature. You're doing something good for yourself. Remember that working out is a lot more than just your body image, and it has to do a lot with how you feel and bringing yourself into a new state of mind and allowing yourself to have a healthier life. I hope you enjoyed this episode and continue this journey of working out. It does get easier, and over time you'll get more disciplined and more consistent. And don't give up.